The Lord instructs Moses and Aaron regarding the census and duties of the Levitical clans for transporting the tabernacle, and establishes laws for purity and restitution within the Israelite camp during the wilderness period. The main characters are the Lord, Moses, Aaron, and the Levitical clans of Kohath, Gershon, and Merari, with Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's sons, having specific supervisory roles. The Lord commands Moses and Aaron to take a census of Kohathite men, aged 30 to 50, for service. Aaron and his sons must first cover all the holy furnishings of the sanctuary with specific cloths and leathers. Only then may the Kohathites carry them, warned not to touch the holy items, or they will die. Eleazar is placed in charge of the sanctuaries, oil, incense, and offerings. The Gershonites and Merarites are similarly counted and assigned the transport of the tabernacles, curtains, frames, and related equipment under the direction of Aaron's sons. The total number of Levites in service is 8,588. The Lord then commands the removal of ritually unclean persons from the camp. A law for restitution when someone wrongs another is given, requiring confession and full repayment plus a fifth. A detailed ritual for a husband's jealousy is prescribed, where a priest administers an oath and bitter water to a suspected wife, with the outcome revealing her guilt or innocence. These instructions systematically organize the Levitical workforce for the mobile sanctuary, emphasizing the holiness of God's dwelling and the severe consequences for improper contact. The laws for camp purity and interpersonal restitution establish communal order and accountability. The jealousy ritual provides a divinely ordained legal procedure for a serious domestic accusation, placing judgment in God's hands. This segment continues the detailed legislative material given at Sinai for Israel's life before God.